Hello, everyone, and welcome to Studio Classroom. My name is Gabe, and I know your English will improve today. I hope you believe it, too. Well, do you want healthy hair? I am sure that you probably do. I know that I do. Now, yesterday, we started a lesson called Five Foods for Healthy Hair. We learned that having healthy hair doesn't stop with the type of shampoo that you use or how often you wash your hair. You need to have a healthy diet as well. Now, we also learned that blueberries and salmon help promote strong, healthy hair. Today, we're going to continue learning about different foods that promote healthy hair. We're going to talk about the benefits of eating oysters and leafy greens and, of course, avocados. Do you like eating avocados? Well, let's go inside and ask Rebecca.
Hey, everyone. I'm Rebecca.
And Rebecca, my question for you is, do you like avocados?
Do I like avocados? Why did you have to ask? I love avocados. They're so good. I think I can taste it in my mouth right now. Do you have an avocado for me?
I do not have an avocado for you, Rebecca, but you do love avocados, and they do taste so good, and you would like to have one in your mouth. How about having an avocado in your hair?
In my hair? Put avocado in my... Actually, that's really good for you.
It is.
If you take some avocado, add some olive oil, and even some honey, and put it in your hair... It's actually really good for your hair. You should try it sometime, Gabe.
Well, you learn something new every day. I'm not quite sure that's what our lesson means about avocados being good for your hair, though.
No. Our lesson is actually about essential foods or foods that you can eat that are good for your hair. And avocado, I believe, is just one of those. Well, what are some of the other foods?
Well, we're going to learn in our lesson. Let's get started with the first reading right now. And really, I think you could have some avocado.
Five foods for healthy hair. 3. Oysters. Another from the sea, oysters are rich in zinc, an essential nutrient to your hair's health. Too little zinc can lead to hair breakage or a flaky scalp. If you're not a fan of oysters, you can boost your zinc intake with beef and eggs. 4. Leafy greens. Like you need another reason to eat your spinach. You know that leafy greens are important for a whole host of reasons. But now you can add a few more. They have iron, beta-carotene, folate, and vitamin C. All nutrients that help keep your hair full of shine.
Hi, welcome to Language Lab. 今天第一个重点我们要来看的是 boost 这个动词。Boost 是指促进、提高或者是增加。例如 ,the new marketing strategy boosted the company's sales by 10%。这个新的行销策略让公司的营业额增加了 10%, 或者是 The coach's pep talk really boosted the team's morale and they won the game. 教练打气的话真的鼓舞了整个队伍的士气，于是他们就赢得了比赛。接下来我们看的是 host 这个名词。host 我们学过当名词是指主人，但它在这里是指大量或者是许多。例如 The previous CEO left a host of problems for the present one to solve.上一任的执行长留下了一大堆的问题让现任的执行长来解决。或者是 There are a whole host of leisure activities to choose from at this resort. 这个度假中心有许多的休闲活动供您挑选。
And of course, the first thing we're learning about today is oysters. Do you like oysters? Well, we read here, another from the sea. Oysters are rich in zinc.What does an oyster look like? I think we do have a picture of, oysters.
Look at all those oysters. You know, I'm actually not a big fan of oysters myself. Mm-hmm. They're not my favorite type of seafood.
Well, if you do want to eat some seafood and you need some zinc, then maybe you should eat some oysters. And of course, zinc is important to your hair's health. And what does our lesson say next?
Well, our lesson reads, too little zinc can lead to hair breakage or a flaky scalp. Now hold on for just a moment. Have you ever scratched your head and then looked in your fingernails and there was a bunch of like white stuff?
Oh man, my fingernails are full of little white.
Ew.
What is that?
Ew, Gabe, you actually have white stuff in your fingernails now?
Well, that's what you told me to do, scratch my head and...
You have dandruff.
Oh no.
Dandruff.
I have dandruff?
Yes.
I guess that is something we should talk about here. We're talking about a flaky scalp, and that could be a cause for dandruff. It's when that flaky scalp falls out of your hair. We call that dandruff.
It's the shedding of dead skin on your scalp. That's actually kind of gross, but just get some shampoo, scrub it out, and make sure you add some oil to your scalp, because typically it's because of a dry scalp. Well, let's continue on with our lesson.
That's right. If you're not a fan of oysters, and Rebecca is not a fan of oysters, then you can boost your zinc intake with beef and eggs. But I think we should take a look at that phrase, a fan of something. If you're a fan of something, that means you're interested in it or excited about it.
You know, I'm really not a big fan of hot dogs either.
Oh, you're not a fan of hot dogs.
No, but I bet you're a big fan of hot dogs.
I enjoy hot dogs every now and then. You know, I like all kinds of music. I would say that I'm not a big fan of rap music, but I'm a big fan of jazz.
Well, you know, I'm a big fan of classical music, but I'm really not a big fan of jazz music.
Well, again, I'm a big fan of lots of different kinds of music. I'm a big fan of different kinds of foods. I'm not a big fan of dandruff. No, I'm not. But that is one very important thing that you should know since we're talking about hair care, and that has to do with your hair. But I think there's something else from this sentence we should talk about.
Yeah, let's talk about this word intake. Now, when I hear this word intake, the first thing that comes to my mind is vitamin C and oranges. So basically, the way that you can increase your vitamin C intake is by eating lots of oranges and drinking that orange juice.
All right, so basically an intake, the noun, is something that you take in. So for example, you could have vitamin C intake, or you could even talk about things like your news intake. Do you watch the news or read the news? You are putting that information into your brain. That is your news intake.
Well, let's continue on with our lesson. We read about leafy greens. Now, we want to talk about this word greens, and no, we're not talking about the color green. We're talking about the vegetable. Oh, yes.
Like spinach. Yes, spinach is one kind of leafy green, or maybe sweet potato leaves, or I like kongxingcai and broccoli and asparagus. Not all of those are leafy greens, but they are definitely greens. They're vegetables that are very green.
And it reminds me, my mom would always say, Rebecca, make sure you eat your greens. Well, our lesson reads, like you need another reason to eat your spinach. And you know, I think that Liz has something she would like to say about this sentence, so let's take a closer look.
Hello friends, I'm Liz and thank you for joining me here as we take a closer look at this sentence. Like you need another reason to eat your spinach. Normally when you tell someone that they need a certain thing, it's because that thing itself is important. But in the case of today's sentence, the word like appears at the beginning. And that makes the whole sentence have the opposite meaning. In other words, the writer is saying, you don't need another reason to eat your spinach because there are already many reasons why you should eat your spinach. Notice the pattern in today's sentence. Like subject needs another something. This kind of a sentence pattern shows sarcasm, which is an expression that is used to mean the opposite. For example, if your friend owns over 20 pairs of shoes and she's wondering if she should buy another pair or not, you can say, like she needs another pair of shoes. Or let's suppose you're shopping with a child and he's been begging you to buy a toy for him, even though he already has lots of toys at home. You can say, like you need another toy. Remember, this kind of an expression is best used in informal situations. And that's all the time we have for today. I'll see you next time.
Thank you, Liz. Well, let's continue learning about leafy greens. Let's go to the last sentence here. They have iron, beta carotene, folate, and vitamin C, all nutrients that can help keep your hair full of shine. I want to take a look at that last phrase, to be full of something. Of course, shine is usually a verb. If something shines, it's very bright. But here it's a noun, and something can keep your hair full of shine. Your hair keeps shining.
But you can use other words in place of shine as well. For example, you could say, oh, wow, Katrina is always so full of joy. Or that child over there, he's full of so much energy.
And, of course, you could talk about foods that are full of vitamins or full of nutrients. And these different things can keep your hair full of shine. Well, we do have more to learn. But we're going to go right now to an SC challenge. Let's see what's going on there. What is your name?
My name's Ariel.
Ariel, one of our words from this week was oyster. Do you like oysters? What do you think about oysters?
I hate oyster. I eat oyster omelet with no oyster in it.
She eats oyster omelets with no oysters in it. In them. Interesting. I think that is just a regular omelet then.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
All right, thanks for joining us for the SC Challenge. Are you ready for the SC Challenge? Hey everyone, welcome back to Studio Classroom. We are in the middle of an exciting lesson all about hair. Yes, not just any old type of hair, though, but about how you can keep your hair healthy and strong. We have already learned that oysters are very rich in zinc, which is an essential nutrient to your hair's health. And, of course, you don't want to forget about those leafy greens. They are very important. Well, we still have to learn about the nutritional value of avocados, so let's continue with our next reading.
Five foods for healthy hair. 5. Avocados. Many shampoos and hair treatments contain avocado as one of their main ingredients. That's because using avocado can repair damaged hair, prevent hair loss, and even promote hair growth. But eating this fruit, yes, avocado is a fruit, can be good for your hair too. Avocados are rich in numerous nutrients, particularly vitamins B and E, which are important for keeping hair strong and preventing hair loss. Known as a superfood, avocados are also rich in omega-3s, antioxidants, vitamin C, K, and folate.
Okay, 今天我们看的是 avocado 这个名词。 Avocado 是指洛梨。 例如, the avocado sushi is so tasty. 这个洛梨寿司非常的可口。 最洛梨的复数是字尾直接加上s 就可以。 例如, Japanese eat avocados with soy sauce. 日本人会把洛梨沾酱油吃。 或者是, the chef put some avocado slices on top of the prawns. 厨师把洛梨片摆放在虾子的上面。 Avocado 也可以当形容词, 意思是指青绿色的。 例如, these avocado placemats really go well with your dishes. 这些青绿色的桌垫真的和你的餐盘很搭配。所以我们看的是 prevent, P-R-E-V-E-N-T 这个动词, Prevent 是指预防或防止。例如 ,a healthy diet and regular exercise can help prevent heart disease. 健康饮食跟规律的运动可以帮助预防心脏病。Prevent 后面可以加上受词，再加上介系词 from, 后面再加上现在分词，是指预防某个对象有某种行动或者状况。例如 ,the treatment can prevent the cancer from spreading. 这个治疗可以预防癌症扩散。And now let's go back to our teachers.
So the last food that we're going to talk about today is the avocado. Our lesson reads, many shampoos and hair treatments contain avocado as one of the main ingredients. Now, I already mentioned to you before that I love to eat avocado, but avocado in your hair? Mm-hmm. And what's up with this word treatment?
Well, this is just how you treat your hair. There are different hair treatments, some good ones and some not so good ones. For example, I don't think it's the best to dye your hair, but when you dye your hair a different color, that is considered a hair treatment.
That's right. Well, let's continue on with our lesson. We read, that's because using avocado can repair damaged hair and prevent hair loss. Now, let's stop for a moment and talk about this word prevent. Now, prevent means to prevent something from happening or to keep something from happening.
That's right. So, for example, the weather prevented us from going on a hike. Or maybe traffic lights help to prevent accidents. That's a good thing to prevent.
That's right. Well, let's continue with our lesson, which reads, avocados are rich in numerous nutrients. Rich in...Now, typically when I hear this word rich, I think of someone who's really wealthy, mm-hmm. has lots of money.
Well, maybe they're rich in cash or rich with a lot of money. But to be rich in something, that does mean to have a lot of something. So, for example, guavas are rich in vitamin C.
Right. Or you could say this book is rich in history. Or oranges are also rich in vitamin C.
Well, we're here learning about nutrients and nutrition. Let's see what Steve and Ken have to say about this in the info cloud.
Today, let's take a look at two words that sound alike, are closely related, but don't mean the same thing. Nutrition and nutrient.
Okay, both nutrition and nutrient refer to what is necessary for good health and growth. Nutrition is the more general word referring to the process of being nourished.
When a person eats, the body breaks down the foods that are consumed and extracts certain beneficial components, and these are the nutrients.
Nutrients are specific substances like vitamins, minerals, and protein, substances that we need for good health.
We can say nutrients are a part of nutrition, which is simply the collection of good substances that a person receives from eating.
And speaking of collection, Ken, here's another difference between the two words. Nutrition is a collective noun, which is uncountable, and nutrient is countable. For example, we need all kinds of nutrients to stay healthy.
Nutrition 跟 nutrient 这两个字我们可以来做一个区分。首先是它的发音 ,nutrition, 重音在第二音节 ,nutrient, 重音在前面第一音节。两个字的定义也不同。Nutrition 是营养 ,nutrient 是指营养物，也就是营养里头的养分。维他命、矿物质、蛋白质都是不同的 nutrients。最后要注意这两个字的用法。Nutrition 是个不可数的集合名词，后面不能够加 s。Nutrient 是一个可数名词。We need all kinds of nutrients to stay healthy. 我们需要各种的养分才能够保持健康。这就是今天的 Info Cloud， 我们下次云端见。
Thanks, guys. And of course, next we find out that avocado is known as a superfood. Let's take a look at that word. What are some other examples of superfoods, Rebecca?
Blueberries.
Blueberries. Okay. What about walnuts?
And salmon.
Almonds.
What about pumpkin?
Nuts and seeds in general.
And definitely oranges. Well, right now it's time to review today's lesson with a review skit. And then we're going to join Linda for the editor's summary. We'll be right back.
Oh, look at your hair. It's beautiful.
I know.
So what kind of shampoo do you use, and how often do you wash it?
Those things are important, but healthy hair doesn't stop there.
Oh, what else is there?
Your diet.
Diet?
Yes, there are 5 foods that can keep your hair healthy.
Well, what are they?
Food number 1, blueberries. They're one of nature's healthiest fruits.
They taste good, too.
Number 2 is salmon. It's an excellent source of oil and protein, which are essential nutrients for healthy hair.
Salmon is also very delicious.
Number 3, oysters. They're rich in zinc, which helps prevent hair breakage and a flaky scalp.
Okay, oysters.
Number 4, leafy greens. Their nutrients help keep your hair full of shine.
I love shine. What's number 5?
The avocado. It's a main ingredient in shampoos and hair treatments.
Isn't that a fruit?
Yes. It's rich in nutrients that help keep your hair healthy.
Thanks. Now I know 5 foods that can make my hair beautiful.
Like mine.
Yes. Well, let's order. I'd like blueberries, salmon, oysters, leafy greens, and avocados.
I'll take the same.
We're talking about some foods that are good for your hair. And today we look at oysters, which contain a lot of zinc. Now, if you don't get enough zinc, your hair may break more easily, or you will get a flaky scalp. You can choose to boost your zinc with beef and eggs if you don't care for oysters. And then there are your leafy green veggies, or vegetables. So eat your spinach. Leafy greens have lots of iron, beta-carotene, folate, and vitamin C to keep your hair shiny. And next we have avocados. And in fact, many shampoos and hair products actually contain avocado because it helps with repairing damaged hair, preventing hair loss, and even helps hair growth. Avocados have lots of nutrients, in particular, vitamins B and E. It's a superfood and full of omega-3s, antioxidants, vitamins C, K, and folate. So, if you want healthy hair, add some of these foods to your diet. Bye for now.
Thank you, Linda. Okay, so now you know of lots of different kinds of foods that can help your hair stay strong and healthy.
I think I'm going to start eating my blueberries and salmon again. Anyway, we have more for you next time right here on Studio Classroom, so be sure to join us.